I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you some classic r/am I the jerk stories. The first of which is very interesting because it's not exactly as it first seems. You might be thinking, looking at the title of this one, what? It doesn't make any sense. Is OP ableist? Do they hate people in wheelchairs, etc.? But in reality, there's a lot more context to this. So without further ado, drop a like on this one. Subscribe if you're new to the channel. Let's get into it. Am I the jerk for not wanting my sister at my wedding since she is in a wheelchair and will take up all of the spotlight? My sister, who is 26, has been on and off out of hospital. I'm going to call her Anna. Anna got cancer when she was 15 and was able to beat it. Ever since, she's been having growths, and anytime one appears, we're worried about the cancer coming back. My issue is that she always makes these announcements that she needs to go to the doctors again at the worst times. At the beginning, I thought it was just bad timing, but it's happened so many times when I hit a milestone. My graduations, my birthdays, my engagement party. Anytime she makes an announcement she needs to go back to the hospital, my whole family will flock to her. I've had my birthday dinner turn into my relatives flocking to her for the whole night. I had a dinner party to announce my wedding date for my relatives. It was going so great, and it was a fun time, until Anna told Mum she needs to go back to the hospital. Soon, everyone forgot about the reason for the dinner party, and it was quiet. My aunt even stepped in to do a prayer for Anna. Another event was taken over. I went low contact with her after that. She was invited to the wedding, and it's in 2 weeks. I learned today that she is on and off in a wheelchair from my mum. She's gonna need to take it just in case for the wedding. I asked if the rest of the family was informed, and she told me no. I told both my mum and Anna that they need to inform them. They told me they don't want to worry them and won't do that. I had enough and told them you need to tell them before my wedding. Again, a no. So I then informed them that Anna is no longer invited. This started a huge argument about how I'm a jerk, but my point is that I'm sick of her stealing the spotlight. That is what will happen if she rolls in with a wheelchair. Okay, not gonna lie, when I first read the title, I thought, goodness me, this person is very, very ableist. But in reality, I don't know, it's a tough one, but yeah, I agree with OP, and I feel like at this point, yeah, you should rescind your sister's invite. If she seemingly does this on purpose, and let's be honest, right, the coincidences here are far too frequent, and it just seems to happen all the time, especially with you and your life, that yeah, it's really not a coincidence anymore. And yeah, you gotta rescind that invite, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure your sister has difficulties. I mean, having cancer at that early age is just unbelievably unlucky, and there's no doubt in my mind that she probably is still dealing with lots of issues and has, you know, unfortunately got a lot of illness. But I just don't think that can line up perfectly with everything going on in your life. And it does seem as if, yeah, she is taking the limelight away from you. She's probably gonna do the same, or at least by being there in a wheelchair. Well, I don't know. That's harsh. I think she should be allowed to go, but I get your point as to why you don't want her there, because you know that it's going to take the limelight away from you on your big day. Thinking about it again though, it does seem very harsh just because she's coming in a wheelchair. Is that like enough to say she can't come? I guess the point is that you're asking her to tell people in advance so they expect it and aren't suddenly like, oh my goodness me, what's happened to you? All the attention on her as it often is, as we've seen from OP's examples. So yeah, tough one, but OP, yeah, I think I can say that you're not the jerk here. Now for our next post. Am I the jerk for ruining Christmas and being upset that the only gifts I got from my family were joke gifts? For some background, my family likes to play pranks with Christmas and birthday gifts. It's nothing new. I, a 21-year-old female, as well as my 5 siblings, who range from 29 to 37 years old, have all been pranked on our birthdays and on Christmas, and usually it's 1 or 2 gifts. This Christmas, though, I was the only person to get all joke gifts. For example, I unwrapped a MacBook from my brother, but when I opened it was just some chocolate. which I don't eat, so I gave it away. And the MacBook was actually given to my sister inside a bag she wanted. Another gift was what I thought was a book that I put on my Christmas list, but was actually just the book cover put on a dictionary. When I asked my mum about the book, she told me she gave it to my sister-in-law. This went on with each present that my siblings or parents gave me. AirPods, just a charger block. Adapter, gift cards used that had $0 balance. A card with Monopoly money, and so on, totaling about 12 joke gifts. I realized I went out of my way to get everyone something they wanted or that they'd like, and I didn't get anything. At this point, I was bummed, so I went to the living room to watch TV with my boyfriend. At dinner, they were all talking about how much they loved their gifts, and when my dad asked why I hadn't said anything about mine, I said there wasn't much to say. Everyone but my boyfriend laughed, and my mum said it was no big deal as everyone else also got some joke gifts. I told her every gift I got was a joke gift, and that the ones they got were also then followed by real ones. My dad told me I needed to relax as I'm making a big deal about it, and I'd have next Christmas to get the stuff on my list. Not wanting to go back and forth, I told my boyfriend that I wanted to leave, and can we please spend the rest of Christmas break with his family, then go home. My family got mad and told me not to go and to just stay because it wasn't serious. I left and put my phone on Do Not Disturb during the drive, and by the time we got to my boyfriend's parents' house, I had several missed calls and texts from them, calling me names like ungrateful, sensitive, and childish. They said I ruined Christmas and made my parents upset because I left. The next day, I exchanged and opened gifts with my boyfriend and his family, and one of the gifts I'd gotten was the book I wanted. That's the book my mum pretended to give me. I posted it on my Instagram story, and not even 0 minutes after posting it, my sister sent a screenshot of my story to the family group chat, and they basically got mad at me for leaving, telling me I ruined Christmas over some presents. They told me I owe everyone, especially my parents, an apology, because my mum spent New Year's sad because of my actions. Now, I just want an outside party to tell me if I'm the jerk here. Am I in the wrong for being upset about the gifts and for leaving? After reading their messages and sitting on this for a few days, I now feel like maybe I was upset over nothing and I need to apologize to them. Okay, now this one is just clearly OP is not the jerk. Sorry, like that's not even up for debate. What sort of prank is this? I just don't get it, like it's not even funny. If you did it once with something small, yes, that'd be funny. For example, I don't know if you have this in America or anywhere else in the world, but say you had, you know, chocolate oranges, a very popular thing here in the UK, something that's synonymous with Christmas, kind of just a chocolate orange. That's what it says. It's not really orange, but it's like chocolatey orange, and it's lovely, and I love it. And it's a big part of Christmas, in my opinion. Funny joke here would be, put a tennis ball inside a chocolate orange wrapper and give it to somebody. And then that's a joke, and it's funny, it's lighthearted, and then give them a real chocolate orange after that. Don't fake give them a MacBook, fake give them the book they really want, fake give them AirPods, and then just not actually give them anything. How is that funny? Like, pranks have to be funny, surely. And this, therefore, isn't a prank, it's just bullying a member of your own family. Very, very odd. And then they go ahead and get upset when you leave? I wonder why. I want to pick out this comment from someone, actually, which I think sums up really well. I'll put it on screen right now. They say, do not apologize. Your family sucks and you've done nothing wrong. I would write something like this in the group chat. Happy New Year, guys. I understand that Mum is sad that I left on Christmas, but you need to understand that you all made me sad on Christmas Day. I did not receive a single thoughtful gift from you guys. Not one. Every single gift I opened was a prank, where the joke was that you actually didn't get me something I would like, but instead you got something intentionally to upset me. My hope is that you all just didn't realize that every single gift given to me was meant as a joke, but it was. Every single one. It isn't being ungrateful to be disappointed in that, and I think you all know that. I am ready to move on from this disappointing Christmas and believe you that next year will be different, but I'll not be apologizing for leaving on Christmas when you all hurt me. And there we go. That is the perfect response. Don't apologize, whatever you do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I the jerk for not inviting my friend's husband to dinner because he eats way too much? My friend has been married for a year now to her firefighter husband. She is the only one in the friend group that is married. I usually host dinners every couple of months, and we're going to do a late one for the holidays on Friday. I usually invite him, but money has gotten tight due to the holidays, and he eats so much. I understand why, but it always results in me having to double recipes or I run out of food. So this time, I told everyone that I want to just do a girls' night. This means my friend's husband is not invited. If he isn't there, there is enough food for everyone without double recipes. She called me up, asking why I'm doing a girls' night. And I told her the truth, that I can't afford to make double for dinner and her husband eats a lot. She called me a jagoff, and now she's telling my friends why. Everyone is split and no one is offering to help with the food bill. Okay, very interesting one here. And to be honest, I'm actually left with a few more questions rather than my answer to your question, OP, as to whether you're the jerk or not. Because I feel like there's a little bit of stuff missing, which is very imperative information to find out if you're in the wrong or not. First of all, does your friend's husband actually say that he needs to eat more food, right? Does he say at the end of the meal, oh, I'm hungry, you got any more? Or is he just eating food that is there because you've cooked it? I know it works both ways. You cook more because you know he's coming and he eats more, but if there wasn't the food there for him, would he not just be happy enough just to have the same amount as everyone else? And then, yeah, maybe he can have some more later or have a snack later or whatever, up to his own discretion. But is he actually explicitly saying to you, I need or want more food? I think that's a big point. Because if he is, then I do think that, of course, makes him and your friend the jerk. Whereas if he isn't, then can't you just make the same amount of food that you would for anyone else? I don't know. Now, second point I need to say is, why does your friend care that much if it's a girls' night or not? I mean, I think that's a pretty reasonable thing to host. Having a girls' night is fine. I don't know why your friend would then call you and ask why your husband is not invited. Her husband isn't invited because it's a girls' night. That I found weird. Now, finally, I don't know about saying to her that you can't afford to make double for dinner and her husband eats a lot, because that is just rude. I know it's factual maybe in your head, but that is just rude and unnecessary. I think you could have said something else, or just said, it's a girls' night, I want to do a girls' night. Because saying that, like, she's obviously going to tell her husband and he's going to be like, what? It's obviously going to play on his mind, whatever, and going to annoy multiple people by saying that. So I'm not sure you should have done that. So yeah, all of that combined leads me to get to a conclusion, which, to be honest, I can't quite get to. I feel like I need you guys to come in the comments down below on this one and help me out. What do you think? I mean, delving into it even deeper, no one's offering to help with the food bill. I think that's poor, if you've asked them. Because if you're the one that always hosts these nights, then, you know, people should help, or at least, you know, financially help in some way, whether they bring around drinks or flowers, I guess, or something. It's up to your friend group, of course. But yeah, if you're making a lot of food and it's consistently you, then it would be nice for people to help out. I know it's not the done thing, but it would be nice. Overall, I would say that you're not the jerk, but you could have handled the situation better. And I think you just need to have a conversation, like a proper adult conversation with your friend and her husband to come to some sort of consensus, because there definitely is one there. You just need to find it. Am I the jerk for ordering food to go when my friend group wanted to split the check evenly? This has been an ongoing issue. I have a friends group that likes eating nicer food. Personally, for me, I'm fine getting something cheap on the menu. The issue is they always want to split the check. I've had the conversation so many times that I want to pay for what I ordered. It results in an argument where I have to bend or everyone is mad at me. I also make a lot more than my friends, so it always results in them basically calling me cheap. They don't get that I want to pay for my meal, and that is it. Anyways, we went out to eat yesterday and they all ordered things that were around $30. I got the house salad and my total was around $12. They told the server to split the bill and I didn't want to fight about it again. I asked the server to add onto the bill an entree and dessert for me to take home. This resulted in my bill going up into the 30s. So they asked what I was doing. I told them I'm getting more food. They got upset that I increased the price they needed to pay. This resulted in another argument and they think I'm a jerk. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, absolutely love what you did at the end. That is just so good. Yes, it's petty, of course it is. But is it fair? In my opinion, it is. If you are spending that much less than other people at dinner, then you don't have to pay the same amount as them. And I don't actually think it matters if you earn loads more, because if you're spending like a third of what they're spending, then you should be paying a third of what they're spending. Now, if it was more like you were spending, say, $20, $25, and they were spending $30, then I'd say, okay, there's no need to be pedantic, just split. Yeah, you might pay a few more dollars than what you actually paid for, but that's part of life. And, you know, you're with your friends having a good time anyway. It doesn't really matter. It's a nice thing to do. But doing this and then doing what you did, I think is very clever. My mum always says, actually, now she doesn't drink really, and when she goes to dinner with her friends, they drink, and obviously alcohol is more expensive than getting a tap water or something, so she gets like a sparkling water, or a still water actually, I think it's a still water, but instead of getting tap water, she'll pay for a bottle, a nice bottle of still water that obviously is nicer than tap water. Now you could say, is there a need to do that? Probably not. But she says, if everyone else is buying expensive drinks and, you know, beers and glasses of wine or whatever, why shouldn't I, if we are going to split the bill, get a drink that I want as well? That, yeah, is more expensive than a tap water, but, and it is still a water, but, you know, that gets me closer to what everyone else is paying for, and it's fair. And I say to that, yeah, that makes sense. And I think I would say the same in this. This is obviously a little bit more petty, buying a whole other meal, but once again, it makes sense to me, and I like what you did. I mean, you could also just say to the staff or whatever, I want to pay myself, and just not that even have your friends in that conversation, although that could get a bit messy. So, you know, again, yeah, love what you did. Let's carry on. Now for our final Am I the Jerk post. Am I the jerk for telling my daughter-in-law she eats much more than me, so of course she is bigger? I'm so tired. My son and my daughter-in-law are staying with me to save money. I cook and we have a serve yourself policy. The thing is, she'll eat a lot more than me. For example, I made chicken. I'd eat only one chicken breast and she'd have three. Basically, she eats a lot more than me, and I don't substitute for lower calorie stuff. I'm not going to use skim milk instead of cream, for example. She is overweight and has been going on about how it doesn't make sense that I am much smaller. I asked if she was joking, and she confirmed that she didn't understand why she is gaining weight. I told her that she eats a lot more than me, so of course she's bigger. This started an argument about how I'm shaming her and not being a good host. My son wants me to apologize, but I find it ridiculous, and this is common sense. Wow, what a way to end it. Just saying, you eat a lot, therefore you're fat. I think you could have handled that a lot better, personally. I don't think you're necessarily the jerk here, because you are telling the truth, but there was a lot better ways of handling it than this. I mean, why didn't you go down the education route? Actually, the more I think about it, the more I have to say, that was kind of a, you know, jerk move. Just saying, what? It does make sense. You eat three times as much as me, therefore, of course you're bigger. It's tough, but I guess fair. But yeah, I think you should have handled it a little bit better, personally. Although you could say that, you know, the truth hurts, and sometimes it is better to hear the truth properly, matter-of-factly, than someone sort of like, you know, stepping around it saying, oh, you're not overweight, you're just, you know, a little bit bigger, that's all. You probably just have a slower metabolism, it's probably genes, etc., etc. No, in reality, you fat f**k, you just eat too much. Sometimes you need to hear that. That is tough. Well, there you go. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed. And if you did stay to the end, hope you enjoyed that last line. I know I did. If you are new to the channel and you haven't already done so, subscribe or follow me. Do it. Get it done. Also, put notifications on so you get notified when I post a new episode. If you want more right away, check out an episode on screen right there or linked down below. And I'll see you all tomorrow with some more Reddit stories.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.